In Iran, all signs point to a comfortable victory in today's election for reformist President Mohammad Khatami. None of the 9 conservative challengers is given much of a chance of preventing Khatami from repeating his performance in 1997 when he received more than 2/3 of the vote. Khatami's supporters are hoping another overwhelming victory will give the president more ammunition in the battle with Iran's hardline establishment over his reformist policies. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Tehran. What exactly would another landslide victory mean for Khatami's reform efforts?
Well, according to his aides, it would give him a boost. It would greatly strengthen his hand in resisting the hardliners who are there very much, mainly behind the scenes, in unelected positions, obstructing his reform plans. In fact, his campaign managers have been trying to portray this election not so much as the election of a man, but as a referendum on reform, not in a strict legal sense, but certainly in a moral sense. So he will be empowered, if you like, to go back to these people and say, look, I've got a mandate for change, and the people are going to get very impatient. They're already very impatient if you continue obstructing them.
How much power does Khatami actually have?
Well, some people have been describing him and indeed the parliament, which now supports him after last year's general parliamentary elections, as a parliament and a president in opposition. And it's often seemed like that although they are the majority in democratic terms, they've got the votes behind them. There are other people, hardline right-wingers, who control a lot of the real power, elements like the judiciary. And there's also a very important constitutional body, the Council of Guardians, which has the right to vet and veto legislation, for example, and also vets and vetoes candidates in all elections. So these are very powerful bodies, and so far they have been quite unabashed in wielding that power to stop the reform process, and in some cases even reverse it. We've seen newspapers closed down, editors and other liberal figures arrested. What Khatami's supporters are hoping is that this election will start to eat away at that blockage and get things moving.
Khatami has spoken about a religious democracy. What does that mean?
Nobody quite knows what he means by that. His brother, who I talked to recently and who's a vice speaker of parliament and heads the pro-Khatami party, says we have to do what the people want. Now, if the people want full democracy and they don't want clerics in power, he is more or less saying that's the way it should be. So it's not very well defined. What it does mean in general terms is more democracy, more of the people participating in politics in a religious environment, but not necessarily that the clerics themselves should be in power.
How important is voter turnout in this election?
It is vital because, as you were saying earlier on, he can expect to get something like 2/3 or more, something like 70% of the votes that are turned out. The magic figure is that 20 million votes that he got last time. If he gets less than that, or significantly less than that, his right-wing critics will say, well, there were a lot more voters there, there's this huge young generation come up, there's 5 or 6 million extra votes in the field, and you didn't get them, and therefore you failed. No second-time president has ever won the same number of votes as he got first time round.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Tehran.